It's the top moments of the week here. The week that was on the K92 morning thing. The wettest week in the history of time, I believe.
Yes. And time has stopped moving, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they always say live in the now, so fine. It's the rainiest week ever, ever in the history of everything. It was pretty bad, though. I mean, 9 inches of rain.
It was a lot of rain.
It was a lot of rain.
It was everywhere.
But there was a lot going on here on the thing, and it all started with us trying to get to the bottom of everything that has happened with the coronavirus. And specifically, how did we cause the coronavirus? The little things that you do in your life.
We did it.
The lucky slash unlucky things. And we felt like, you know what, maybe if we all pulled together and we realized what we did to cause this, it would just magically disappear. So what did I do? And I was so proud of myself. Monica, remember, I even sent you a picture of how proud I was of my organized pantry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember that? I organized it and I said, you know, no more am I going to stock up on things. I'm not buying stuff
what you said.
Just because it's a good mm-hmm. deal. If I don't need it, I'm not buying it. And I even said, mm-hmm. I'm not even doing these big trips to the grocery store. I'll just go every day or two and get what I need for that day or two. Lean and mean.
Now look what you did.
I did. I made coronavirus. Now I'm the exact opposite. One gigantic trip. That's stock right. up anything you can find. Wow.
You made space in your pantry for quarantine.
That's I did.
Pretty much what you did.
I did. Yep. I was trying to be all lean and mean. Now I'm fat and mean.
That's shame on you.
I know, shame on me. Not just me, though. Shame on Monica. She also caused the coronavirus.
I traveled, and I plan a trip each month. So.
That's right.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah. I started in February. Remember, I went to New York.
Yes, you did.
And then March, I went to Atlanta.
I mean, good Lord. You know, if you look at Monica's trips that she did manage to do, she was doing hot spots.
I did hot spots.
You did.
Jumping around.
And I remember Jared telling me right before, you know, because people were kind of mumbling about coronavirus.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we didn't really pay attention. And I was taking the train to New York. And Jared said, I don't think you should. There's something about coronavirus. And I'm like, coronavirus? Whatever.
That's a beer.
And I hopped on a train.
Yep. We caused it.
Yeah.
Shame on you guys.
But we all caused it.
Man.
Antoine tried to plan to host a prom, and then all proms got canceled because of that.
I ruined everybody's prom.
They weren't alone. There were all sorts of people texting in. We did learn a very interesting theory this week that Monica has about vegetarians and how they love and worship meat wind.
It's like a vegetarian, I believe that they smell meat and they open their mouth so they can eat a little bit of the scent. Yep. They drive by Hardee's just to take in the wind.
That's what it is. They suck in the meat wind. That's what you're saying. So they claim to enjoy, I don't crave meat at all, but it's because they're sucking in meat wind. That's what it is.
So vegetarians are buying houses downwind. So when their neighbor is cooking out.
Yep. Hanging their heads out the window like a dog.
Let me get all that air.
Soaking in that meat wind. Monica, who has the strongest meat wind? Is it Hardee's?
I think it's KFC.
Yeah, KFC does a pretty strong meat wind.
Yeah, it floats for a while.
Man, I used to, when I lived in Boston, I lived downwind, and it was about two blocks away, but I was downwind from one of those KFC / Taco Bells. I mean, man, if I still lived there, I'd either 400 pounds. I would be 400 pounds because that meat wind was so strong. Oh, man, it would come in all the time and you could not resist it. Finally, we learned it's amazing that you can work with someone for a decade and not know certain things about them and learn very shocking and disturbing things about them. Like I learned about Monica and the way she eats ice cream, the savage way that she just eviscerates ice cream. But what about the removal of ice cream from a container? Like, must it be even? Will you just dig in from the side and leave it that way? Do you have a system or do you not care?
Oh, I go right in the middle and I like, you know, I don't eat out the container. I put it in a bowl.
But you scoop right out of the middle?
Like you make a valley, like you're Moses and you parted the Red Sea?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you?
What? What's wrong with that?
Because what you're saying is the rest of us, we're side people.
Yeah.
That's all we are.
Uh-huh.
We're not the mains. We're
you go side, right in the middle.
Right, you take the good stuff right out of the middle. You don't even it out. You create a crater.
Yeah.
You crater the ice cream.
That's how everyone does it.
No.
I don't know if I eat in an even line, but I do think I start on one side and I go over to the other side.
Right.
I don't just start in the middle and just start digging in the middle, start burrowing in my ice cream.
Again, that says all the good stuff is for me and the rest of you are fringe people. Fight it out and enjoy the freezer burn and the plastic. Yep. Look at you.
See, I think y'all are weird.
You take all the good stuff. I bet if we went to Monica's house, Antoine, and she said, come on over, I'm making beef stew, she'd take all the beef and we just get the mushy taters. We're like, where's the beef in this stew?
If there's a box of Lucky Charms, there are no mushrooms in the Lucky Charms.
No mushrooms?
Mushrooms. Yeah. I say marshmallows.
I hope not. I mean, I thought Lucky Charms sucked, but wow.
Marshmallows. She replaced them with mushrooms.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it was.
She put a bunch of mushrooms in there. It's like, oh, yeah. What? I thought you liked
that would
mushrooms.
Be a good prank for the kids, though. I will notate that because that's a good one for the kids.
I do like that. Yeah, get some of those dried shiitake mushrooms.
And just drop them in there.
Put them in the Lucky Charms.
I'm sorry, children. Uh-huh. I misspoke and I caused the situation.
I'm like, Antoine told me about it.
No. So, yeah. Yep. Antoine from K92.
Stop it.
The Lucky Charms mushroom prank. Come on, it can be big.
I don't know what happened there.
On the tick and the talk.
I had a brain fart.
Whoopsies. I like it.